Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of October, and it is the 10th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our parasha is called Lech Lecha, which means go forth, and today's portion is Genesis 14, 1 through 20. Before we begin to read the scriptures, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Now, it came about in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adma, Shemever, king of Zevuim, and the king of Bela. This is Zoar. All of these kings joined forces in the valley of the Siddim. This is the Salt Sea. For 12 years they had served Kedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer came with the kings who were with him, and they defeated the Rephaim in Ashterot Karnaim, the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shaveh Kiryataim, and the Horites in the hill country of Seir, as far as El Paran, which is beside the wilderness. Then they came again to En Mishpat, this is Kadesh, and they subdued all the territory of the Amalekites, as well as the Amorites who live in Chatzatzon Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adma, the king of Zvoim, the king of Bela, this is Tzoar, went out and lined themselves up for battle with them in the valley of the Siddim, against Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of the Siddim was full of tar pits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, they fell into them, and those who remained fled to the hills. So they took all of Sodom and Gomorrah's possessions and their food and left. They also took Lot, Abram's nephew, and his possessions, and they left, as he was living in Sodom. Then a survivor came and told Abram the Hebrew, who was dwelling by the large trees belonging to Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner. They were Abram's allies. When Abram heard that his kinsmen had been taken captive, he rallied his trained men, those born in his household, 318 of them, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Then he divided his servants against them at night, and he defeated them and pursued them as far as Hovah, which is north of Damascus. He brought back all the possessions, and also brought back his kinsman Lot and his possessions, as well as the women and the other people. Now after he returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Shaveh. This is the king's valley. Then Malchizedek, king of Shalem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of El Elyon. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by El Elyon, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be El Elyon, who gave over your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. That was Genesis 14, 1 through 20. Today's portion from the prophets is Joshua 22. Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not abandoned your kinsmen these many days to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. So now the Lord your God has given rest to your kinsmen, as he said to them. So now turn and go to your tents, to the land that is your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only be very careful to observe the mitzvah and the Torah, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and walk in all his ways, and to keep his mitzvot, cling to him, and worship him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but to the other half, Joshua gave territory among their kinsmen to the west of the Jordan. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, "Return to your tents with great wealth and with very much cattle, with silver, gold, bronze, iron, and with very many clothes. Share the spoil of your enemies with your brothers." So the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from Bnei Israel at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their inheritance that they had possessed, according to the mouth of the Lord by Moses' hand. Now when they came to the region near the Jordan in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a large, conspicuous altar. Then Bnei Israel heard about it and said, "Behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar opposite the land of Canaan, in the region of the Jordan, across from Bnei Israel." And when Bnei Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of Bnei Israel assembled at Shiloh to go up against them in war. So Bnei Israel sent word to the children of Reuven, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead, Pinchas, son of Eleazar the Kohen, and with him 10 chieftains, one chieftain from each ancestral house of each of the tribes of Israel. Every one of them was the head of his ancestral house among the thousands of Israel. So they came to the children of Reuven, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, and spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what is this treachery that you have committed today against the God of Israel, by turning away from following the Lord, building yourselves an altar, rebelling this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day, although a plague came on the congregation of the Lord, that you would turn away this day from following the Lord? Now you rebel against the Lord today. Tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. If, however, the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands. Acquire holdings among us, but do not rebel against the Lord or against us by building an altar for yourselves other than the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, son of Zerah, act unfaithfully concerning the things under the ban, and so wrath fell on the entire community of Israel? Nor did that man perish alone in his iniquity." Then the children of Reuven, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered, and spoke to the heads of the thousands of Israel. "God of gods is the Lord. God of gods is the Lord. He knows, and may Israel itself know. If we acted in rebellion or in treachery against the Lord, don't spare us this day. If we have built an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if it was to offer burnt offering or grain offering on it, or to offer sacrifices of fellowship offerings on it. Let the Lord himself require it. But we have done this rather out of anxious concern, for a reason, saying, in the future your children might say to our children, what have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you children of Reuven and children of Gad. You have no share in the Lord. So your children may make our children stop fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let's now build an altar for ourselves, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice, but as a witness between us and you and between our generations after us, so that we may do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our fellowship offerings. Then your children may not say to our children in times to come, you have no share in the Lord. Therefore we said, if they say such things to us or to our future generations, then we will say, see, the replica of the altar of the Lord which our fathers made, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice, but as a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn away this day from following the Lord by building an altar for burnt offering, for grain offering, or for sacrifice, besides the altar of the Lord our God that stands before his tabernacle. So when Pinchas the Kohen and the leaders of the congregation, the heads of the thousands of Israel who were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well. So Pinchas, son of Eleazar the Kohen, said to the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh, today we know that the Lord is in the midst of us, because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord. Now you have delivered Bnei Israel from the hand of the Lord. Then Pinchas, son of Eleazar the Kohen, and the leaders returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad, from the land of Gilead, to the land of Canaan, to Bnei Israel, and brought back a report to them. The report pleased Bnei Israel, and Bnei Israel blessed God, and they did not speak of going up against them in war to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and the children of Gad were living. So the children of Reuben and the children of Gad named the altar, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. That was Joshua 22. Today our portion from the writings is Psalm 22. For the music director, on the Doe of the Dawn, a Psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Distant from my salvation are the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cried out by day, but you did not answer, by night, but there was no rest for me. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Am I a worm and not a man? Am I a scorn of men, despised by people? All who see me mock me. They curl their lips, shaking their heads. Rely on the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb, made me secure at my mother's breasts. From the womb I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me. For trouble is near, there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircled me. They open wide their mouths against me like a tearing, roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are disjointed. My heart is like wax, melting within my innards. My strength is dried up like a clay pot. My tongue clings to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers has closed in on me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare, they gape at me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only one from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild oxen. Rescue me. I will declare your name to my brothers. I will praise you amid the congregation. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All Jacob's descendants glorify him, revere him, all you seed of Israel. For he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the lowly one, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard, "From you is my praise in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear him. Let the poor eat and be satisfied. Let them who seek after him praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before you. For the kingdom belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. Everyone who goes down to the dust will kneel before him, even the one who could not keep his own soul alive. His posterity will serve him, telling the next generation about my Lord. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people yet to be born, because he has done it." That was Psalm 22. Our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew 15. Then some Pharisees and Torah scholars came to Yeshua from Jerusalem. They said, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not do the ritual hand washing when they eat bread." And answering, he said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and he who speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever tells his father or mother, whatever you might have gained from me is a gift to God,' he need not honor his father. On account of your tradition, you made void the word of God. Hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Then Yeshua called the crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that makes the man unholy, but what comes out of the mouth that makes the man unholy." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard this saying?" But he replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." Then Peter answered and said to him, "Explain this parable to us." "Are you also still lacking understanding?" Yeshua said. "Don't you grasp that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and then is ejected into the sewer? But the things that proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and those things make the man unholy. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. These are the things that make the man unholy, but to eat with unwashed hands does not make the man unholy." Now Yeshua left from there and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that district came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, O Master, Ben David. My daughter is severely tormented by a demon." but he did not answer her a word. And when his disciples came, they were urging him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he responded, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So she came and got down on her knees before him, saying, "Master, help me." And answering, he said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Master, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table." Then answering, Yeshua said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed in that very hour. After Yeshua left there, he went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, blind, disabled, mute, and many others. And they laid them at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the disabled made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Yeshua called his disciples and said, "I have compassion for the crowd because they've stayed with me for 3 days now and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry because they might pass out on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where in this wasteland is enough bread to satisfy such a large crowd?" Yeshua said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they said, "and a few small fish." After directing the crowd to recline on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them, and he began giving them to the disciples, and the disciples to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, Yeshua got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. That was Matthew 15. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading 1 John chapter 3 today also. That is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and may you be richly blessed today. I am Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom until next time.